now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This week, a legend of the lounge scene with Joey Altruda joining me to talk about his iconic album, Cocktails with Joey, and to talk about the new album, Booze Babes and Bongos. A very special Cocktail Nation this week. A look at the Lounge Life magazine, look at the World of Swank gig guide, and we'll take a look at some of the mail that's come into the Cocktail Nation with our Dear Coop segment. Right now, Codename Carter and Time Bomb on the Cocktail Nation.
the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Barry Gray and UFO, a song I played last week when I caught up with Jason Whiten from SpyVibe.com, the film, of course, UFO. You can check out that spy movie from last week. But I just love that song so much from Barry Gray. I was like, I've got to play that theme song once again. Special, a very special guest this week on the show, Joey Altruda, the man behind Cocktails with Joey and a brand new album, Booze, Babes and Bongos. Cocktails with Joey. I don't know whether you know this, but this is an album that everybody who's into lounge talks about as one that you have to have in your collection. It is a seminal album, an album that you've just got to have. Do you realize how important that album is?
No, but I mean, it's really wonderful to hear this. Thank you so much, because when I created the album, my intention was to create something that encompassed a lot of different sides of lounge music, exotica and such, but also to create the kind of album that you would be so happy if you had found this, like, as if it was an old album in a thrift shop and you didn't know what it was and you got it home and... You know, every track really, like, pushed your buttons, you know, from front to back. And that's what I really set out to create there. And, you know, it makes me feel really good to hear you say it. It makes me feel like I actually kind of hit my mark.
Had you done any albums before that, before Cocktails with Joey?
Well, yes. Actually, Cocktails with Joey was kind of a side project, because I had led a traditional ska revival band called Jump with Joey from 89 through 99, and it was a band that was modeled after the Scatolites, and we made four albums. We toured Japan three times. We had Roland Alfonso from Scatolites tour with us at times, and Ernest Ranglin, and different guests on different albums, and we were very plugged into, like, the Studio One label tradition. And, you know, I had become made friends with Sir Coxon Dodd, who created Studio One, and members of the Scatolites, and some of the founding fathers of the ska movement of the 50s and 60s, like Rico Rodriguez and Laurel Aitken and Ernest Ranglin, and, you know, and that's where my follow-up album, Cocktails with Joey, was my solo album under my own name, not a group name. And then my second album following that was called Kingston Cocktail, featuring, you know, Plaz Johnson on the sax and Ernest Ranglin on the guitar. And it was like a stretching out kind of a record of sorts, because the ska records in the 60s were only the 3 minutes in length. So you didn't really get to hear the soloist stretch out. So it was kind of like a concept of, like, a lounge, like if there was such a thing as lounge music in Jamaica in the 60s on a label like a jazz label, like a Blue Note, where people got to play a 5 minutes a song, it might sound like this, you know?
Amazing.
So, yeah, I had a band I was in the 80s called Tupelo Chainsaw. So I had quite a, you know, a past behind me by the time I actually recorded Cocktails with Joey.
Yeah.
And that was recorded in 94 and released in 95.
The thing I think is so interesting about Cocktails with Joey is that, you know, that smack bang in the middle of the lounge revival, and we needed people like you to come along and go, you know what, yep, you've enjoyed all these great old albums, but, you know, we can still do this, we can still come up with this music, and we can still create it in such a way that it is authentic. And I think that's you did that, you know, in one, you know, fatal swoop, you got all that done, and it's become an album that is, you know, if you put it next to an Esquivel or a Combustible Edison, it, you know, it's part of the collection. And musically, you know, this album still stands up today. I mean, the technology's changed a lot between, you know, 95 and 2017, but, you know, listening to the album just the other day, I thought, you know what, the quality is just fantastic. You know, it's so, you know, I can't say enough good things about it.
No, thank you. I really put a lot of effort into it. I had studied composition and arranging formally, and really designed the music on a score like a proper arranger would have done in making that kind of an album in the 50s or 60s. And at the time, yeah, we were still recording on analog tape.
Yeah.
Digital recording was a new thing. It wasn't a common thing in studios. And plus, we had to go to an actual proper recording studio back then in order to make our music. You know, it wasn't like a homespun consumer era DIY thing about it. So you had the aspect of like rooms that were designed acoustically with a real piano, a grand piano, a real Hammond organ with a Leslie speaker and these types of things. Oh, and high quality outboard gear, high quality microphone collections and things.
One more question on Cocktails with Joey before we move on. The album cover is just spectacular.
Yes.
You fully nailed the 50s, 60s bachelor pad style of album cover. That girl, is she topless?
That girl.
Because I feel like she could be.
Topless. If you have the LP, it's further, you know, evidence. Yes, she's indeed topless. And it's an interesting, you know, funny, humorous, you know, sense of about how that came to be, because we took about 1,000 photographs for that in this photo section, you know, shoot.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was a very good friend of mine, and she was also a very good friend of the photographer, who was a fashion photographer, and she was a model, and there was a moment during the evening when he said, hey, would you want to do some topless ones just for, you know, for fun? And she said, sure. And you know what? I mean, this was not that was not our intention to use it.
Yeah.
But when we went into the editing process of the pictures from the photo session, those pictures of her topless were actually the most outstanding in their composition. Mm. And lighting and everything. And so I asked her, hey, do you mind if I actually use one of the topless ones? She said, no, it's fine.
What is her name? I'd love to know her name.
Her name is Judy Gillette.
Wow. Well, there you go.
And, you know, she was a model in Paris and Tokyo and Los Angeles and New York for a long time. She had enjoyed a very, very nice career.
It's funny. It's funny when you see these albums and you kind of go, the girl's a mystery, but man, I'd love to know her name. I don't know why it's that mystery girl thing. All right, now today you've got a brand new album out, and it's marvelous to be able to talk to you about this one. Tell us about the brand new album.
Well, the brand new album is called Booze, Babes, and Bongos, and it's out on a digital label called Avocadio, like avocado and audio put together. Avocadio. You can find it at avocadio.com, and it's strictly a digital platform release. It's in all streaming and digital shops and everything for the time being. And what it is I put together a lot of songs that I have had in my vault for a long time that were mainly created for the purpose of placement for film use and television use in the past. And, well, I just figured, like, I know the public loved the Cocktails with Joey album will probably really want to be able to hear these and access these. So I decided to put them all together, and, you know, eventually I'll be releasing a limited pre-sold run of records, vinyl of this.
Really?
Probably in the next year, yeah.
Oh, well, I just...
So I'm really happy.
Yeah, I just love this. The cover art is really, really cute as well. It's fantastic. But the song I thought we might play tonight, which is a song actually, I think I must have bought it on iTunes ages ago after I first discovered you, and I found some follow-up stuff, is Hey Smigley. I just think it's a really cute song. It's kind of fun.
Yes.
And
yes.
I thought, let's...
I think that was released but one time, the Hey Smigley song, right?
Yeah.
But right.
Now on the brand new album with some fantastic songs like Prado Party, The Big Payoff, Andy's Cha-Cha. There's some really cool stuff on there, so check it out today. Joey, real pleasure to speak to you as a person who's... You're part of the lounge... music history, the neo-lounge history, and it is a real pleasure of mine and a privilege to be able to speak to you.
Well, absolutely. Likewise, I'm really happy to finally connect with you, Coop. Finally, it's great to meet you, and thank you so much for the interview.
Hey, Smigley, Joey Altruder.
Follow the lounge leader today.
Time. Time. Time on my hands. Thank you.
Cocktail Nation.
Old black magic has me in its spell. Old black magic that you weave so well. I see fingers up and down my spine. Eyes meet mine. Same old tingle that I feel inside. Then that elevator starts its ride. Down and down I go. Round and round I go like a leaf that's caught in the tide. Now I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, I have a flame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. You're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. Every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go. Round and round I go in a spin, loving the spin I'm in under that old black magic called love. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, I am a flame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. You're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. Every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go in a spin, loving the spin I'm in under that old black magic on mine, under that old black magic on mine, under that old black magic on mine.
Cocktail Nation with Bobby Tripp and that old black magic. Also played the Metropole Orchestra, Time on My Hands. This week in Lounge Life magazine, your free lounge retro magazine. You can find links on my website, cocktailnation.net. It's a free flipboard magazine, updated regularly with some great stories in there for you to enjoy. New movie about Sinatra in Palm Springs, which has just been released. Globetrotting in a 1915 Ford Model T, proving to be one hell of a road trip. An interesting story there on, I suppose, what is the strength of old cars? Do check it out. Links on the website, cocktailnation.net. Mel Hinky Down, Shock Treatment. Thank you.
Lyle Nation.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside.
Cocktail Nation.
Nation. Will Davis Trio there and everybody's cha-cha. Laura Ainsworth from her new vintage album, Long Ago and Far Away, and You Stepped Out of a Dream. Coop Cooper with you, Lounge Leader. On the website, cocktailnation.net, for all the great stories and great information, such as our Water Swank gear guide and ways of getting in contact with me as well, you're going to find there.
On the Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Cooper.
This one from Pamela in Maine this week. Dear Coop, I saw on social media a photo of a coffee mug with the Cocktail Nation logo on it. Do you have these for sale or giveaway? And what about t-shirts and bags? Are these available? Well, Pamela, no, they're not. A keen listener of the Cocktail Nation actually asked for permission to whack the Cocktail Nation logo up on his coffee mug so that he could enjoy that each and every day. And I was quite happy for him to do that. So as long as you don't sell them, that's fine. But if you do sell them, give me a cut. No, I don't actually go in for that sort of stuff, to be honest. Tote bags and all sort of thing. I just don't really feel that kind of fits my swank brand. But what I do have available, if you do want to get behind the show and support it, is the Cocktail Nation books. There are several books out there. We've got links up on the website, cocktailnation.net. We've got the two interview books, the Licato Prince fiction book, and of course I'm working on another book. So they're all available to buy. And of course the free Swank Advice book, which is up on the Apple iBooks store. So that's the sort of product that I put out when it comes to the show, but not t-shirts and bags and coffee mugs and stuff like that. But thanks for writing to me. Sorry, I can't help you out. You can write to me anytime via the email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com, and love to hear from you. Here's the Tiki Lounge Crew, Mumbo Loco on the Cocktail Nation.
Nation.
When you hear something that sounds like a gunshot, drive.
Okay, attention, Earthlings. I have some news.
What do you want?
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Hey, Big Daddy.
Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation.
www.cocktailnation.net.
We'll be right back.
Cocktail Nation.
I love the East, I love the West, I love the North and the South is the best. Only go there as a guest, 'cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, I love the rocks and what is more. With you there won't be a bore, 'cause I love being here with you. Singing in the shower, napping by the hour, life is such a crazy game. Through all kinds of weather, long as we're together, I love to call your name. I love to dine in fine cuisines and candlelights, I love the scene. And baby, you know what I mean, I love being here with you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think to tell you it's only fair, I love being here with you. Carrie Grant and all to that day, his charm just takes me away. Don't get me wrong, how do I say I love being here with you? Bass is Maddie swinging, I love Sarah singing. Oh, there's something something else, you know. They know how to play it, they know how to say it. They just wind up and let it go. I love the blues and the New York shows. I love to kiss Randy's nose. I like to say before I close, I love being here. I love being here.
Nation with Mary Stallings. I love being here with you. It's Coop Cooper with you as we roll through with the classic and the Neo Lounge. And you know what? When you're rolling through in the lounge scene, you want to be nice and cool and smell great. And you can check out some very cool things for your hair and for your skin that will reflect that coolness by checking out thehartmancompany.com. That's the Hartman. MANN2NZ TheHartmanCompany.com. And you can stay old-fashioned with traditional recipes, bringing the vintage and the classic style grooming to your daily life. So check them out today. And make sure you use the code KOOP for a discount. Here's the Naughty Ones and Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Walk along the street of sorrow, the boulevard of broken dreams, where gigolo and gigolette can take a kiss without regret, so they forget their broken dreams. You left tonight, you'll cry tomorrow when you behold your shattered schemes. When gigolo and gigolette wake up to find their eyes are wet with tears and tell of broken dreams. Here is where you'll always find me, always walking up and down. But I left my soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy you find here you will borrow. You cannot keep it long, it seems. When gigolo and gigolette can sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams. Where you'll always find me, always walking up and down. But I left my soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy you find here you will borrow. You cannot keep it long, it seems. Zigolo and Zigolette can sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams.
Cocktail Nation.
An inmate in Men's Central Jail calls dial zero now.
The Cocktail Nation.
Get yourself cooler. lay yourself low. Coincidental murder with nothing to show. And the judge's constipation gonna go to his head. With his wife's aggravation, you're bound to be soon to be dead. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Got you with the cocaine, you found with your gun. No smooth-faced lawyer gonna get you undone. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. You can look all you wanna, but you're never gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Same old story, same old story, same old song and dance. Yeah. Logging, don't start logging your old time connection. Change your direction, ain't gonna change it. Can't rearrange it, can't tell the pain. Cause it's all the same to you. Street with the old hurdy-gurdy, no one to meet. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. You can look all you wanna, but you're never gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Same old story, same old story, same old song and dance.
Cocktail Nation, Nutty in the same old song and scat. Make sure you get behind their Indiegogo crowdfunding project at the moment to get up the new album from Nutty. Links on my website, cocktailnation.net. Let's get Nutty up there and get them out there with a brand new album. Looking forward to it. Look at the water swing for past on albumclocks.com. June 22 through to 9th of July at the Utra Gallery in Melbourne. We've got the Mid-Century Curated Exhibition. And June 6th, Sukilau. That's just a couple of the gigs that are on. We've got plenty of them up on the website that we update regularly, cocktailnation.net. Bruno Nicolai now. Mission Danger Patrol Pursuit on the Cocktail Nation.
Yeah.
Cocktail Nation.
With four-piece suit and shooting the breeze. Next week on the show, Kramer, my neighbor, stopping by with a very cool movie suggestion for you. He brings us the classic movies for your Saturday night, so you're right to go with some very cool suggestions. We're going to leave you with Piero Piccioni now and The Chase on The Cocktail Nation. Stay hip.
We'll be right back.